I used to think that school would always be the place where I had the worst memories. Imagine my surprise when my whole life flipped upside down in senior high. The worst person I've ever had the misfortune to know was our school's tyrant in 11th grade. His name was Alexander, and he would harass me at least once a week unless I found a way to divert him. The last time he confronted me was a life-changing moment. It was the last few weeks in school before summer break, and Alexander was on a rampage. He had already badgered 4 kids in one day, and the word in the school hallways was that he was looking specifically for me. Miraculously, I had managed to avoid him that whole day, but in a stroke of bad luck, I bumped into his girlfriend, Anna. Anna was a rude, self-centered billionaire's daughter. And surprise, one of the most popular girls at school. Anna was responsible for all of the rumors floating around school about me. She told everyone I was poor because my father was a lazy bum who sold our house to pay for his bad habits. Without question, everyone believed all the mean and hurtful things she said. As soon as Anna recognized who I was, she immediately reached for her purse to call Alexander. I swatted her bag out of her hand. She went on and on about how her boyfriend would end me once he found out what I did. At that point, I let my pride get the best of me and did something insane. I convinced Anna to make a bet with me. I agreed to challenge Alexander to a fight, and if I won, she would become my assistant for the next year. Anna replied with a long, hard laugh in my face and accepted my offer under the condition that once I lost, I would owe her $10,000. Although I knew I didn't have a penny and my parents were completely broke, I agreed anyway out of pride. Soon, word began to spread around school about my and Alexander's scuffle. Of course, Anna was the one to plan the date of the big brawl, which was the last day of school. People were making bets and gossiping about how Alexander would put me in a coma. I knew that I couldn't afford to lose that bet, so over the next few weeks, I started working out in the gym. I hadn't undergone a major transformation, but I had definitely gotten a lot stronger than I was before. In fact, I had even begun to grow confident about winning. Until it was time to confront Alexander. Alexander must have been thinking the same thing I was, because when I saw him on the last day of school, he looked huge! It was as if he had been eating weights for breakfast! I felt as if I was shrinking as he walked over to me with a big, mean frown on his face. By then, the entire school had gathered around to watch us clash, which meant even I wanted to. I had nowhere to run. Out of nowhere, Alexander charged at me, swinging wildly as everyone, including Anna, cheered him on. He managed to land the first blow to my nose, and I was sure it broke. I did my best to swing back at him, but my punches weren't nearly as effective. I knew that to even have a chance of winning, I needed to find a weak spot. The only thing that I could think of that I had over Alexander at the moment was my speed. Since he was so bulky, he was a lot slower than I was. But that also meant he was stronger. I danced around Alexander in a circle, searching for a weak spot, when I remembered that he had broken a rib a while back. It was a dirty tactic, but I thought maybe if I could hit him directly to the affected area, I could take him down. So, I waited until he swung a blow and kicked him with all my strength. He yelped out in pain, and I immediately began landing blow after blow until Alexander fell to the ground. The whole school was in complete shock. That was the first time that anyone had ever stood up to Alexander and won. Feeling like a complete champion, I waltzed over to Anna and demanded that she keep her end of the bargain, since I had won fair and square. Anna kept her promise, and beginning that summer, she became my assistant. At first, Anna had a terrible attitude towards me, and complained about everything. She scrutinized my grubby appearance and said that I'd make her look bad if we were ever caught together in public. Eventually, she must have gotten warmed up to me because she suddenly stopped being rude and was actually helpful. She taught me about ways to make money fast, and soon I was starting to rake in more money than I had ever seen in my entire life. I was able to help upgrade my family's lifestyles, and it felt good. After a while, Anna and I had even started hanging out just for fun. Although she became a lot nicer and more tolerable, I still didn't let my guard completely down, since I knew how Anna could be. About a week before school reopened, Anna did something that took me completely by surprise. We were just hanging out at her house when she told me that she secretly fell in love with me and wanted to date me. Instantly, I imagined how angry Alexander would be once I returned to school after winning the biggest fight last semester, and then dating his ex-girlfriend. I tried to hide the Grinch-like smile creeping on my face as I happily agreed to date Anna. It would be further revenge on Alexander for all he'd done to me. Additionally, I thought Anna was nice to keep around to help me make money. When school reopened for the 12th grade, I was bouncing off the walls. I knew I had to make a good impression on the first day back as a champion. Thanks to the money Anna helped me earn over the summer break, I was sporting brand new designer clothes when I returned. All eyes were on me as I strutted through the gates into school with Anna on my arm. Everyone was talking about me, and it made me feel like a celebrity. Anna introduced me to high fashion and grooming, which made me look like one too. I had a total transformation. Once I arrived at school, everyone was treating me differently. All of the people that used to make fun of me for my appearance and being poor were treating me like school royalty. They all wanted to be associated with me now that I was cool. I knew that most of this special treatment had a lot to do with my new relationship with Anna. Anna and I never confirmed being together, but let people assume since it kept them talking. Even if our little arrangement was just for show, it was clearly working wonders for my social standing. Even when Anna wasn't around, people laid out the red carpet for me and rushed to fulfill my every desire. At lunchtime, I was invited to sit with the most popular seniors for lunch. I blended into their friend group and knew that was where I belonged, instead of the reject table. I had started splurging on expensive gifts for everyone and bought lunch for our whole group most days. Before long, I was the most popular boy at my school, and with my new popularity, I gained lots of girls' attention. They were all desperately fighting for me to notice them whenever I was around and would do anything I asked them to. This, of course, made many of the boys at my school start to envy me since their girlfriends were all crushing hard on me. It didn't matter to me since they were all a bunch of jerks to me before I became popular. I spitefully egged on the girls by flirting and making them think they stood a chance. Soon, Anna began to get jealous of the attention I was giving other girls and demanded that I stop. But I didn't care. I thought Anna had to have been crazy to think that I actually liked her after all she and her ex-boyfriend Alexander put me through. I was only waiting for the perfect moment to get my revenge on her. That day came a lot sooner than I thought.